Hey there, sugar pie. Long time no see. Have you been avoiding me? Or has life been getting in the way? Oh, don't cause an uproar. Don't get all aggressive. I'm just joking. I know you wouldn't purposely avoid me. Or at least not tell me the reason why you're avoiding me. Work. It's always work. No worries. Life may always try to get in the way. Every now and again, it gives us breaks. We take those breaks willingly and happily. And what better way to take a break than to cuddle? I will be honest with you though, I didn't expect to see you today. What do I owe this lovely surprise? Just need to be touched. I can dig it. That's all that needs to be known. It's always a pleasure to have you here with me. Don't lie. Now, why do you think I'm lying to you? It sounds like somebody has been lost within their thoughts for the past couple of days. It has been a week, after all, since we last met up with each other. Tell me, is something messing with your mind? Or is your mind messing with you? Which one? The demons within you are playing their games. Understandable. What is it? Wait, let me guess. You're thinking you're inadequate, that you're a burden, that nobody likes you, that you just get in the way. And anything positive that happens to you, it's just a fluke, that you don't deserve anything good happening to you. And if I assume further, one of the things that are happening good that you think you don't deserve are these cuddle sessions that we've planned with each other. Am I right? Nail on the head. Always. Have you considered that these cuddle sessions may be the only thing keeping you sane? Well, I've nicknamed these meetups cuddle therapy. You see, the struggle of being touch-starved, that can mess with you in a lot of ways. As humans, we do have this need, especially after a while, to cuddle with each other or just make physical contact with another human, which you don't do. I don't do it either. But with us being friends, right, we're able to bypass the traditional way of getting cuddles, which is, you know, getting a boyfriend or a girlfriend, some type of significant other. Some people get pets to cuddle with. But we have no pets. We have no significant others. But we do have each other. And what type of friend would I be to let perfectly good cuddles go to waste? I'd be a very uncaring, horrible friend. Don't do what? Be so sweet and caring. You know I can't do that. I can never do that. Never ask me to do that. You deserve when you're in front of me, I don't want you to put yourself down. Okay. No buts. Come now. Just relax. It's been 1 week, and you had... courage may not be the correct word, but you had enough willpower to come visit me. That took a lot of effort on your part. You could have just easily gone home, been alone again for another day, feeling miserable, alone. That's not a good feeling, dear. Do you mind if I kiss your forehead? Thank you. You need a little extra today. My little puddle of sadness. I hope to one day help you feel better. All I want for you is for you to feel better. You're safe here. You're safe. I've got you. Feel my warmth. And feel safe. It's okay. It's all going to be okay. I cannot promise anything. Not anything happening now, not even in the future, but I do know, in the end, it will be okay. Oh, how I wish I could protect you from the torments of this world. Be your protector. Maybe that's what you need. Someone to keep you safe 24/7. Not only from others, but from yourself. I don't. Regardless, I'm just happy you're here. I missed you a lot. I did. Wouldn't you miss someone like yourself? Well, wait. You don't understand how wonderful you are. Maybe I can teach you later. Anywho. Come here, darling. You need to be massaged and made to feel peace and tranquility. I'm sure of it. You must have had a long, long week. So, you deserve to relax. Try not to think for a little while. Just be in the moment, in this moment. It's just you and me, no one else. That's all that exists now. You know, I've been thinking this week. I thought long and hard, and I'd like to propose something to you. Yeah, a proposal. Not like a marriage proposal or anything. At least not yet. What I wanted to propose is wanna be roommates? This is a quiet place. We whisper, we speak quietly. Stay calm. Okay. Good. But yes, I propose that we become roommates. Roommates. Like living with each other. We don't have to sleep in the same room, if that's what you think I'm getting at. But it would make our cuddle sessions a lot more convenient if it's just us going to the same place at the end of the day. And with how garbage the economy is, we'd end up saving a lot of money, don't you think? You don't have to act upon this idea now, or ever. The choice is yours. I just gave a proposal. Oh, you're not denying this? Then you want to live with me. Or me live with you. I guess it depends. Who has the bigger home that can accommodate the other? Decisions, decisions. Way too major at the moment, though. Now's not the time to think of anything too serious. We have all the time in the world to decide. Look at me. You're cute when you're flustered. Such a cutie. The idea of living with each other, it's clearly changed how you feel. You think I just called you a cutie for no reason? Well, I typically do, but I have a reason this time. A very, very good reason. I know that sound of grumpiness from anywhere. That means you want me to get to the point and tell you how I feel. Well, I'll tell you how I feel as soon as I'm ready. Just have patience with me. Just like I have patience with you. Because I think what's on my mind is also. For now. Soon, all of our thoughts will be out on display for each other. No more hiding. The truth will set us free. How do I do what? This? What do you mean by this? Make you feel so relaxed and yet so flustered. I don't know. I guess I'm just built different. I guess you could say it's a feature. Now let's be quiet for a little while. Put your hand to my chest. Hear my heartbeat. And relax. We all need to feel good. At least every once in a while. Just that.